An effigy of migrants in a boat remains on top of a bonfire in Moygashel in County Tyrone today, despite widespread condemnation. The bonfire is due to be lit tonight. In Belfast, meanwhile, a city council committee voted to send contractors to remove a bonfire on a site close to an electricity substation. The site off the Donegal Road also contains asbestos. The two contentious bonfires are among more than 300 constructed ahead of the Orange Order's 12th of July parades. The SDLP's leader at Stormont, Matthew O'Toole, joins us now on the line. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Let's start in Belfast. As you understand it, what's likely to happen to that bonfire?
Well, we don't exactly know yet. Clearly what the lawfully elected council has said should happen is that on the basis of the risks there are both to both in terms of asbestos on that site and also the proximity of an electricity substation, that it shouldn't go ahead. And the police have been, a request has gone to the police to assist with the removal of that material, of the bonfire. It's not clear yet whether that is going to happen. I think there's a really critical point here, which is not that, from my perspective, bonfires shouldn't happen, or that there's something illegitimate about them, or the 12th of July is something that we're trying to, as it were, get at or undermine. It's simply about public health. There's a real concern about the proximity of asbestos to this very large bonfire, and also the proximity of an electricity substation, which feeds one of the two hospitals, which are in very close proximity. People who've been in Belfast will probably, if they know that part, and if you're driving from Dublin, you literally drive past this because the motorway goes straight past it, the M1, which takes you from Dublin into the middle of Belfast, and there are two hospitals in close proximity. So this bonfire is a public health risk. It's not about the people's cultural identity or them having a good time. It's about public safety. So our view has been, if it couldn't have been mitigated weeks ago, which is what should have happened, and all this should have been dealt with by the local executive weeks ago, then I'm afraid it can't go ahead. But we await to hear from the police their operational perspective on what they feel they're able to do.
Is there a danger that the police going in could just end up in violence?
There is always that danger in this place, particularly at this time of the year. The police will be considering that, and I think it's important to give them the space and take seriously what they say. But it is also important to say that we in Northern Ireland and on this island generally are supposed to have moved far beyond the era when threats from paramilitaries, which is what I think we had last night, are an acceptable part of our political discourse. There is a public health issue here. It's not to do with traditional green orange. It's not to do with clamping down on loyalist culture. It's about a public health risk. That's the reason why this decision was made. So it's very concerning that unnamed threats can be used to try and ward off action taken on behalf of lawfully elected council officials. So yes, there are always questions. The police will always have to consider public order. But it's also the case that we do have to once again express very real concern and frankly outrage at the idea that people groups feel able to make unnamed threats. And that is very, very concerning. The ultimate point I want to make is the people who are at risk most here are the people who live in that community, the working class people who live around where that bonfire is due to happen.
There's no public health risk in Moygashel, and yet what we've seen, the images from there, this effigy of migrants on a boat on top of this enormous bonfire, that has caused widespread concern. I think many people have been shocked by it. Now, as you understand it, what's happening there, could it constitute a crime, or is it just offensive?
Well, it's definitely offensive. As to whether it constitutes a crime, I think that is something that has been reported. It certainly appears on the face of it to be, to have the hallmarks of a hate crime. The fact that, I mean, it seems insane. They clearly have gone and procured dark-skinned mannequins, which almost seems like a grotesquely, thing for a group of people to do. And I think the key point to make about the Moygashel bonfire is that this is a place where they have basically use their bonfire to gratuitously insult and provoke reaction. it's disgusting, it is offensive, but it's designed to be both of those things. And in one sense, I'm less concerned about that. I am concerned about it. I think it's revolting. I think it's objectionable. And I think it needs to be called out. But there is less of a live public health risk. I think it's sad for lots of people from unionist and loyalist backgrounds who do want to celebrate the 12th weekend. Clearly, lots of people on this island celebrating the 12th is something that doesn't necessarily, it's not their background. But it is a part of our cultural heritage on this island, the 12th of July, and I am not opposed to it. I'm not only that, I think it's part of our broad cultural heritage on this island, and I want to respect it, and I want people to enjoy themselves. For those people who do want to enjoy themselves in a way that is lawful, safe, and respectful, frankly, it's pretty insulting that their time of year, as it were, gets tarred with this association with gratuitous, disgusting hate, like is on the top of that bonfire. So I think it's a shame. I think it is disgusting. But as I say, my bigger concern at the minute is how we deal with the potential public health risk in Belfast.
Matthew O'Toole of the SDLP, thank you for talking to us on the News at One.